Oasis Audio presents Steal Fire from the Gods by Clint Hall. Read for you by Adam Werner. Our darkest secrets can be our greatest strengths, if only we allow ourselves to see. Chapter 1. The Human Alliance knew it was over when the androids started using magic to cast fire, shake the ground, conjure storms, and part the seas. We fought back anyway. Sergeant Jack Sweet. I stopped believing in God years ago, on a night when fireballs tore across the starry sky and destroyed everything I ever loved. But it still feels strange when I walk out of my assigned living quarters without having said a morning prayer. My parents would be disappointed. A forest of yellow and green creates the large perimeter around my village. Other than the towering pines, nothing here resembles life before the war. There are no paved roads, no visible electric lights, no skyscrapers or rumbling car engines. Instead, people wear simple clothes and push carts with wooden wheels. The huts are arranged in rows with small patches of dirt and grass between them. Smoke from the blacksmith's shop mixes with the smell of dirt and baking bread. At first glance, it looks as if the war machines copied a village from the Dark Ages and pasted it into the present. It's all an illusion, of course. We're surrounded by technology, the eyes of digital gods monitoring our every move. White text appears at the bottom of my field of vision, a reminder that the machines are inside me as well. Coronary implant power level, 100%. Cool morning air presses against my skin as I move quickly out the door, ready to start my day's patrol of the surrounding forest. The digital voice in my quarters will ask the inevitable question when I return tonight. My 22nd birthday was 2 days ago, which means I've heard it twice already. In a few days, it won't be a question anymore. Don't think about it now. I put on my best fake smile and shove my hands into my pockets as I walk. My outfit today is the same as every other day. A white, long-sleeved shirt under a button jacket, and pants woven from light brown fibers. The clothes are perfectly tailored, and keep my body at the ideal temperature, whether I like it or not. The village buzzes with the commotion of a new day. Everyone else is dressed in the same clothes as I am, as if we're all on a yoga retreat, instead of prisoners of the war machines. Other villagers stroll down streets made of stone and mud, laughing and talking with each other. A few huts have open windows, at which people trade for items like wooden toys, paintings, and home decorations. Nobody sells anything essential. All our needs are met by the machines. I guess even post-apocalypse, people love to shop. I avoid making eye contact with any of them. They're good people, probably no different than those who stood beside me, as we fought an unwinnable war, people I considered family, regardless of their blood, their skin, or their beliefs. I used to welcome others with open arms. But the war is over. Now, it'd be safer for everybody if they left me alone. My gaze drifts to the trees in the distance. To everyone else, they're a border. To me, they're a gateway to another world. A place where I can forget who I am, remember who I was, and even dare to believe in what I might become. You'll get there soon enough, Gunner. Just don't stop walking. The first person to spot me is Michael, who lives next door. He was probably heading toward the cafeteria when he saw my door open and doubled back to greet me. He has a burly frame, red hair, and a strong handshake. The calluses on his dirt-stained hands make me wonder if he was a farmer before the war. Morning, Gunner. We didn't see you at the market festival last night. I turn as I keep walking, so as not to break...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?